May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 139. May this be our song for the new year and throughout the year. My shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is his name. In pastures fresh he makes me feed beside the living stream. Hymn 139.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God and the Gospel according to John chapter 6. The Gospel of John chapter 6, we read as far as verse 47. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, There is a lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise other fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by the force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. And he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, albeit there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. After that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labour not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Here we will leave the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us and help us now. Ahem. Gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy kindness and mercy, Lord, that permits us to see the first Sabbath day of another year. And oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for thy kindness to us. When we look back over the year past, thy mercies have been very, very great, been very many. Lord, there's been those blessings in providence. And dear Lord, we hope that some of us can say, in grace also, when thou hast appeared, when thou hast drawn nigh, when thou hast softened our hearts with a sense of thy love and mercy. And Lord, and the remembrance of those things now soften our heart. And it's not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. One says, for mercies countless as the sands, which daily we receive. And Lord, it's very, very true. We do thank thee then, Lord, for all the goodness and kindness, our needs so abundantly supplied, blessed with measure of health and strength, sometimes greater to a lesser degree as thou seest fit in thy divine sovereignty. But Lord, there are those, Lord, here that have been, Lord, in the depths of affliction in the past year. And yet, Lord, thou hast brought through. Thou hast helped, thou hast strengthened, thou hast restored in measure. And we do thank thee and acknowledge all thy goodness and kindness thus to us. We pray then that thou help us now. Lord, we do pray thou wilt come and visit our souls, even this day, here in thy court. Lord, we read of thy dear servant John. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. True, he was shut up on the Isle of Patmos. Lord, we're not shut up on the Isle of Patmos. We have the liberty of assembling together. But we ask just the same, that we may be found in the Spirit. Lord, under that gracious divine anointing, a one, Lord, to speak and for others to hear, so that thy name is exalted and praised, so that some of those blessed, glorious notes of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ may be heard here this day, so that sinners are comforted by the power of thy Spirit, blessed, have some sweet hope, some confirmation, some token for God. Oh, we think of the psalmist when he prayed, show me some token for God. And the harlot Rahab, she prayed, give me a true token. And Lord, thou knowest if there's any come to chapel this morning like this, praying for some token that the path that they're in is according to thy will, some token that their names are found in the Lamb's Book of Life, some token that thou hast a purpose of love and mercy to their never dying souls, some token that they're loved with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness thou hast drawn them. Then, Lord, may none be sent empty away. May there indeed be a portion for seven, also over eight, so that none are sent empty. Lord, and like dear Ruth, as she gathered the handfuls of purpose, oh, that there may be this day some handfuls of purpose. Thou art the heavenly Boaz. And dear Lord, we do pray that thou art so direct, one to speak in thy name this day, that there may be some handfuls, ever gleaners in the field of Boaz to gather, something for them to take home and beat out. Then, Lord, do hear our prayers. We're asking for some great things. But, dear Lord, we're not asking for anything too much or too great for thee to give. We cannot create it ourselves. We look to thee. I will look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Then hear our prayer. And dear Lord, thou knowest. We have read, Lord, in thy word this morning here. The disciples, they went down to the sea, and it was now dark, and Jesus was not come unto them. Lord, it may be that that's just how one feels this morning. It's now dark and Jesus not come. But oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt mercifully appear as thou didst to the dear disciples. Thou didst draw near and thou didst say, it is I, be not afraid. Oh, dear Lord, when thou dost speak, there is divine power and unction. So then do speak and speak into troubled hearts. Do assure their conscience of its part in thy redeeming blood. Bear witness to their heart that they are born of God. Pardon our many sins. Lord, as we look back over the year, we have to hang our head in shame. Lord, of those sins of omission and commission. But dear Lord, we don't mean to dismiss them as nothing, because they're not. But, dear Lord, thou hast said, look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. Why, Lord, we're very apt to look at ourselves. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, pity, joy, with power. May we then look up. Oh, and may we find a blessed Jesus in our place, room instead. Now, Lord, remember this cause of truth and do bless them together and do bind them together. Oh, may there be something done, Lord, in thy great and worthy name here in this church and congregation in 2015. May there be souls for hire. May there be seals to the ministry. May it please you to go before them and make crooked things straight and rough places plain. And thou hast opened the door where that is desired in thy fear. Lord, make a way where there seems to be no way. Do undertake. We pray that thou remember then thy people here. There's a number here this morning, dear Lord, that mourn the loss of near and dear ones. Some have stood around a grave in the week past. Some expect to stand around a grave shortly. And we do pray, Lord, that thou be with thy people. Oh, we thank thee that they do not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Oh, we do lovingly commit and commend to thee the widows, as we think of Ruth Woodhams and Ruth Butts. And there's also Mrs. Warboys at Oakington. Lord, we pray thou remember them each. Comfort their hearts. Be very near to them. There may be others. We believe there are, which perhaps we're unaware of, but Lord, but we do pray that thou wilt comfort each mourning, sorrowful heart. Be then with the widows and the widowers. Be with those that have lost mother, father, brother, sister, child, grandchild. Lord, and the grandchild has lost the grandparent. It's all known. Pray thou mercifully appear. Do may thy goodness pass before them. May the death of one be the means of quickening someone else into divine life. Oh, do hear prayer. Oh, may these things be sanctified. Oh, it pours my soul. And ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thy Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the Church's living head? Dear Lord, do put those great questions out of question. Then hear a prayer. Remember others in affliction's path. Maybe some are detained, they are detained. Dear Lord, in some in hospital, we pray for them. Oh, friend, Lord, in hospital, we understand. We pray thou visit him and bless him this day with the riches of thy grace and thy love and mercy. And others there may be. Lord, do remember each and all. Be with all in trials, troubles, and difficulties. Be with the young, the children, the young ones. Go before them in life's pathway. Be their guide and counsellor. Pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless them together and bind them together in love and unity and the bond of peace. May they be like those two on the road to Emmaus and walk together and commune together. And pray, dear Lord, that they may know what it is and time to time to return from thy house, their heart burning within them. Be near. Lord, we must pray for our nation. Appear for us. Oh, overturn the evil designs of wicked men and frustrate their intentions. And Lord, and it is the year, Lord, of an election, if thy will. Oh, that we may have men and women that fear thy name return to a new parliament. Do then graciously help. Oh, and dear Lord, and we shall need much wisdom, Lord, to know as to where to cast a vote when that day comes. Lord, do help us. We ask and pray that remember others in the world. Some are persecuted. We ask thee to help them, support them, strengthen them, be near them, be round about them, dear Lord. Do undertake for each and all. Lord, and those that are deprived the many things that we have, oh, that thou mercifully appear and make thy goodness pass before them. Help us then to pray one for another. Pray for prodigals, bring them back. Have mercy on them. Now, Lord, we not further multiply any more words. But we ask thee to make up where we fail and pardon where we ask amiss. But we do ask and pray now that thou hast come and fulfil thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come and open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 462. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. Hymn 462. Thank you.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention to the Gospel of John, chapter 6 and verse 37. John 6 and verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. The dear Lord Jesus here begins this occasion here of declaring himself to be the bread of life, the eternal life. And as in many other places, the people did not understand. In fact, they totally misunderstood what was being said. But this verse, I trust the Lord has laid upon one spirit to bring before you here this morning. All that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. All that the Father giveth me. I have quoted a number of times, probably here before, but it's so sweet. By covenant transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. But here are these opening words. All that the Father give me shall come to me. You are familiar with the word that we find of Jesus elsewhere. And that is that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. All that the Father give me shall come to me. There is God's sovereign, electing love and mercy. And why are these things found, are they not, throughout the sacred scriptures of truth? You need but to go back to Genesis 3:15. All that the Father give me shall come. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. There is the promise there of a seed. There's a promise there of a people. Again, Isaiah tells us this, the words of the Lord. This people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. See, again, Paul writes there, does he not, in Romans chapter 8, those wonderful words are there. These here. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Yes, this people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. Why, again, here in John 10, Why the dear Lord speaks to us here, this does he not? Why he speaks, but my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me. My Father which gave them me. Yonder, back in eternity past. Yes, before this world was formed into being, there was a people that God loved, that he foreknew. Peter tells us, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkle of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Elect, according, see, he's speaking here, Peter, the apostle, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Why, the dear Lord says to us down here in the 44th verse, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. No man can come to the Father which hath sent me, draw him. Except the Father which hath sent me, draw him. Yes, the resistless work of God's grace. Yes, and blessed be his glorious name. He snatches brands from the burn. And if you want proof of that, just think of Luke's gospel and the two dying thieves there on the cross. Why, one was brought there to repentance. One there was saved with an everlasting salvation. Yes, whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Elect. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Oh, the mysterious work of God's electing love and mercy. It may be perhaps a poor sinner here this morning that says, well, I don't feel that I'm amongst God's elect. And I understand where you are, poor soul. You don't feel you're amongst God's elect. But what's going on in your heart? Are you happy with that situation? Or is there an aching void that this world cannot fill? Why, I cannot think of the number of the hymn now, but there's a hymn that runs something like, until I am told from God's own mouth that he has chosen me. Is that where you are, poor soul? Then press on. Plod on. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. Tarry his leisure then. wait the appointed hour. Wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It'll surely come, and it will not tarry. All that the Father giveth me. All. You know, this just comes to my mind. Back here in the book of the Exodus, there's Moses. He's been in to see Pharaoh now 9 times. There's this last occasion that he's there. And there's one more plague to come. The slaying of the firstborn in every house, in every family. But it reads here like this, doesn't it? Why, yes, and Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifice and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. There shall not an hoof be left behind. Yes, his love is fixed. God the Father's love is fixed on every vessel of mercy. And by, the mysterious work of the Holy Spirit and divine grace, he will make it known unto them. And they will have these aching voids that this world cannot fill. Their soul will be on the stretch. Their prayer will be like dear Job. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even unto his seat. Well, do I find someone? Do I find someone out this morning? You cannot claim that you are amongst God's elect. But although you cannot claim that, it is a great concern to you. And so, the words of the Lord Jesus follow. All that the Father give me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. To him and to him and her, you're not left out, dear soul. That cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Yes, there are some notable sinners in God's word. And they are written for your encouragement and mine. Left on sacred record. Yes. And him that cometh to me. Yes, dear soul. What did the Lord Jesus say to us here in Matthew's Gospel in the 11th chapter? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. What is it, dear soul, that you labour under? It is this, is it not? That you labour under a sense of your sin and guilt and transgression. And to quote Job again, oh, that I knew where I might find him. You see, dear soul, if that is the language of your heart, then you are one that believes. Because if you didn't believe, you wouldn't be taking Job's prayer. You wouldn't be saying, oh, that I knew where I might find him. There's an aching void. You can't fill it. It's, gracious Lord, incline thine ear and my request, vouchsafe to hear my never ceasing cry. Give me Christ, or else I die. And him that cometh to me, just as you are, dear soul, just as you are. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. Desire, do you think that, you know, is this the reasoning that goes on in your heart? You know that you've done wrong. You know you're a sinner, doesn't need anybody to tell you. But if only I could get a little bit better. If only I could be found a bit more presentable. What did Paul say? He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? And dear soul, if Paul should say that, where does that leave you and I? Where does that leave you and I? You want to get a little bit better. So what's working then in your heart? Why, yes, there's self-righteousness, isn't there? You better go home and read Isaiah 58, I think it is. And it reads in there, all my righteousnesses are as filthy rags, O Lord, before thee. But the dear Lord says here, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. And what he has said must and will be fulfilled, yes, even in your heart. Him that cometh to me, vile, base, a poor dependent of thy grace. Why, what is it the dear hymn writer says to us? Oh, he speaks about, I think he's speaking about Jonah, really, but he says here, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word, mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. Where you come, dear soul. Dear soul, he has said, I will in no wise cast out. He said this as well. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I came not to call the righteous. Well, You can't put yourself amongst the righteous, can you? Then I came, not to call it, but sinners to repentance. Is there that desire in your heart there that fills you with shame, so that you fall down before him for mercy, for peace, for pardon, forgiveness? Why, to mention again the dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. There he was, on the very verge of eternity. He knew he was dying. He knew that within a few hours he would be in eternity. But you know, dear soul, he prayed. And his prayer came right out of his heart. And it was this, wasn't it? Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Remember me with thy loving kindness. Remember me, that I may spend eternity with thee. So, is that your prayer this morning? Lord, remember me, wretched, sinful me. Then, did Jesus cast him out? You know, I thought once or twice, how there was the multitude. Yes, crying, crucifying, crucifying. If thou be the Christ, save thyself and come down from the cross. The other thief is crying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But here's a poor sinner's cry. Here's a poor sinner's cry. I will in no wise cast out. What does the dear psalmist say to us? Here in Psalm 102, he says this: he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. A dying thief had got nothing. And perhaps, poor soul, that's just what you feel you've got, is nothing. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Yes, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. He will regard. I will in no wise cast out. Hymn writer says something like this, doesn't he? They never think they're laid too low if Jesus on them pity show. And one thinks of the dear man in the gospel, blind Bartimaeus. There he was, sitting by the wayside, begging, destitute. He was a beggar, he hadn't got anything. Dear soul, are you a beggar? Oh, what a mercy that'll be if there are a few spiritual beggars here in this chapel this morning. A few spiritual beggars. I will in no wise cast out. Dear dear soul, let me remind you again. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He sat by the wayside. Then he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, and he began to cry out. Yes, all of you heard? Have you heard of Jesus of Nazareth? That he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Is all, have you heard this word before? Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Blind Bartimaeus had, you know. He cried out. See, faith is put into operation, is it not? Here comes Jesus. Here comes the one that has come to seek and to save the lost. The lost sheep of the house of Israel. Many charge him to hold his peace. His own. Do you have many whisperings within? Whisperings within the adversary, unbelief, tell you that you can't be saved. You're too bad. You're too wretched. These old, those whisperings are contrary to this text this morning, aren't they? Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Vile and base, poor dependence of his grace. Well, blind Bartimaeus, they charge him to be quiet. He holds his peace. Yes, dear soul. And perhaps you go home sometimes from the house of God, crying out a great deal. Oh, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Just comes to mind, when I was a boy, there was an old man, Mr. Robinson. He used to live just the other side of the chapel, the house next door to it. And in between the chapel and the house, there's a small passage. And he used to go down his pasture and go into his back gate. But after the preaching, one Lord's Day morning, I believe it was, he went down the side of that chapel and he cried, "Mercy, mercy, mercy." Is that how you go home? Is that how you go home? Well, let me humbly, assuredly tell you that him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The time of love will come. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It'll come. Blind Bartimaeus then. See, he cried out. And there are these lovely words here. And Jesus stood still. And Jesus stood still. Oh, his compassions fail not. Then you every morning, great is thy faithfulness. He stood still. What for? To attend the needs of a poor beggar. And say, my soul, why not for thee? I will in no wise cast out. You know, some might say, well, you're only a poor beggar. You don't really think that this great man Jesus is going to stop and do anything for you. This whole he is, because he came to seek and to save the lost, and he doesn't, hasn't, and will not change his mind. Blind Bartimaeus was asked a question. Let me ask you in the name of Jesus this morning the same question. What wilt thou that I should do unto you? That was Jesus' question. What wilt thou that I should do unto you? How are you going to answer it, dear soul? Oh, it's, Lord, to know my sins forgiven, to know pardon sealed, peace with God, the peace that passeth all knowledge and understanding, then that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. See, he doesn't cast out, he doesn't cast off, dear soul. Oh, we are so thankful for this word, in the word of God's grace. Because if it weren't there, dear soul, there wouldn't be any hope for any of us. No, there would be no hope for any one of us. But it's there. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise, under no circumstances. The vile, the base, the poor dependence of his grace, I will in no wise cast out. Do I hear someone say, but you don't know what a wretched sinner I have been? That may be so. And vice versa as well, dear soul. You don't know what a wretched sinner I have been. Furthermore, I don't want to know. I don't want you to know, and I don't want to know you. But you see, him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. See, let's go to John's epistle. And what does he say there? That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess, I will in no wise cast out. Yes, dear soul, there's coming, there's confession of our sin, iniquity and our guilt and our transgressions and faults and failings, etc. Yeah. But again, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. The vilest sinner out of hell, dying thief on the cross. This, dear soul, is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world. What for? To save sinners. Say, my soul, why not for thee? its sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. Sinners can say. I will in no wise cast out. There was that poor woman. There's two or three women, but there was one that was taken in a sinful act, and there were those that wanted to stone her to death because she was found guilty of adultery. But, oh, Christ convinced all of them first of their sinnership. And he's left alone with this poor woman. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. All that the Father give me shall come. Yes, God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Oh, the mysterious hand of divine providence. Here's a poor woman in sin. And here there's these that find her. They bring her to Christ. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise. Woman, hath no man condemned thee? No, Lord. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I will in no wise cast out. Ah, see a repenting sinner, Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word, that mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. I will in no wise cast out. There was another woman, wasn't there? Yes, and she was a sinner, according to Simon the Pharisee. And he couldn't understand why Christ should, if he was really that prophet, what on earth is he doing, allowing this woman to touch him? She's a sinner. Couldn't work it out. What he didn't notice, is that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. He didn't know this either, that he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. See, here's a repenting sinner. And there are these tears of penitential grief and sorrow in her heart for all her past life. But thy sins are forgiven thee. I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. Luke, parable of the prodigal son. You see, here's someone that's gone away. Gone away. Surely they deserve to be cut off. But you see, he came to himself. Sinner, have you come to yourself? Have you come to your senses? To realize that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life? He says, there's food enough and to spare in my father's house, and I perish with hunger. I think of some that connected with us by the ties of nature. Oh, how we'd love to see and to hear that they returned to the house of God. You know, dear soul, what should you and I do? You and I, dear soul, should receive them graciously, as that father did. You see, he was looking. He was looking for this one to return. Are you looking for someone to return? He saw him a great way off. He ran and fell on his neck and he kissed him. This, my son, was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. In that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. Dear soul, his purposes of love and mercy are past finding out. They are. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Man may put up a lot of prohibitions, but Christ doesn't. He says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Dear soul, will you come? Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. Dear soul, he will not turn you away. He will not turn you away. With all your sin and all your guilt and all your transgressions, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He won't turn you away. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever because he delights in mercy? He delights in mercy. You know, dear Hezekiah, perhaps someone feels a bit like him this morning. Oh, like a crane or a swallow, so did I chat, I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. Oh Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. And you say, yes, and that's where I am, and I don't seem to get any further. For peace, I had great bitterness. Yeah, poor Hezekiah, he had great bitterness. Dear soul, he goes on to say this, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Dear soul, he is still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He's still the same. He delights in mercy. I think it's 136, and yes, each verse finishes up, "For his mercy endureth forever." But dear soul, take this home. Verse 23, Psalm 136, "Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever." Who remembered us in our lowest state, I will in no wise cast out. Blind Bartimaeus, poor woman in sin, the dying thief on the cross at Calvary, and say, my soul, why not for thee? Dear soul, he's the same. He's a loving saviour. He came to seek and to save the lost. He delights to hear your prayers, your cries. And dear soul, he will answer. Tarry's leisure then. Wait the appointed hour. Wait to the bridegroom of your soul to reveal his love with power. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. This owl, are you coming? Are you going to go home and get on your knees? Lord, here I am, poor, vile, base, but I come to thee because I've just heard that thou wilt in no wise cast out. Dear soul, you keep pressing on. The Lord will appear. My dust he'll raise, and glory he'll give, and I to his praise in heaven shall live. And there he'll deliver my soul from all fear, and to me forever the Lord will appear. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £645, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service and address the prayer meeting tomorrow evening. And God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach on Wednesday evening and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1049. The Christian navigates a sea where various forms of death appear. Nor skill, alas, nor power has he aright his dangerous course to steer. Hymn 1049.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ and the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.